in the limelight.
With the coronavirus pandemic wreaking havoc on even wealthy countries' healthcare capacities, the question remains whether the world's poorest countries with weaker healthcare infrastructure can handle a massive outbreak. The pandemic is quickly moving to the global south. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned on Friday at the joint briefing to member states by United Nations principal organs, including the UN General Assembly, the UN Security Council, the Economic and Social Council, and the UN Secretariat, in which he called for massive global solidarity. COVID-19 poses serious challenges to the capacity of healthcare systems around the world. Medical personnel are under pressure. Supplies and equipment are in urgent demand. And in many instances, temporary health infrastructure is needed to cope with the influx of patients requiring specialized treatment. We now present you an interesting article written by United Nations Department of Global Communications, DGC, that promotes global awareness and understanding of the work of the United Nations under the heading, United Nations Supports Frontline COVID-19 Response. Please stay with us for more. As the coronavirus pandemic spreads to more than 200 countries and territories, killing more than 100,000 people, the United Nations is redoubling its support for frontline responders who are working around the clock to save lives. According to Jan Erik Larsen from Operations Support and Logistics at the World Health Organization WHO Regional Office for Western Pacific, Jan-Erik Larsen says, healthcare workers are essentially the main response pillars that we have. He added, without the healthcare workers, we won't be able to stop this transmission in time. Explaining that when people use those supplies irrationally, it will create a strain on the healthcare system, Jan-Erik Larsen said, the problem we're facing now is a very stretched market with limited supplies. He said, the World Health Organization, WHO, together with partners, is working to ensure that vital supplies, including protective equipment such as aprons, gowns, and masks, reach healthcare workers treating patients in wards. The World Health Organization, WHO, has published operational guidance for maintaining essential health services during an outbreak and a handbook for public health capacity, building at ground crossings and cross-border collaboration. With the pandemic wreaking havoc on even wealthy countries' healthcare capacities, the question remains whether the world's poorest countries with weaker healthcare infrastructure can handle a massive outbreak. The pandemic is quickly moving to the global south. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned on Friday at the joint briefing to member states by United Nations principal organs, including the UN General Assembly, the UN Security Council, the Economic and Social Council, and the United Nations Secretariat, in which he called for massive global solidarity. COVID-19 poses serious challenges to the capacity of healthcare systems around the world. Medical personnel are under pressure. Supplies and equipment are in urgent demand. And in many instances, temporary healthcare infrastructure is needed to cope with the influx of patients requiring specialized medical treatment. United Nations country teams are stepping up their support for national health authorities. In Timor-Leste, where one case has been confirmed, the United Nations is supporting government measures to prevent a potential COVID-19 outbreak. Advised by the resident coordinator and World Health Organization, the Prime Minister recently ordered to establish an interministerial task force for coordinated activities to fight COVID-19. The United Nations team is also siding with a range of partners, including news outlets, civil society organizations, businesses, youth representatives, and women leaders for a whole-of-society approach to prevention, preparedness, and response to COVID-19 outbreak. In South Sudan, for example, whilst there are no confirmed COVID-19 cases according to World Health Organization figures, the UN team is working with authorities to support national preparedness and response plan for COVID-19. A laboratory with capacity to test for COVID-19 has just been set up in South Sudan. The UN has also supported the construction of a multi-purpose infectious disease unit to isolate and treat suspected cases. Also, health workers have been trained to enhance surveillance and early detection, investigating suspected cases and manage patients with COVID-19-related symptoms. In Argentina, the United Nations Office for Project Services is supporting COVID-19 response efforts by helping to urgently procure 10 fully equipped emergency modular units, which will provide 824 extra inpatient therapy beds. One third of the space will be dedicated to intensive care units. The United Nations Office for Project Services Director of Implementation Practices and Standards, Nico Reagan, said, "Our team of qualified advisors, architects, engineers, project managers, and specialists is eager to help countries, where needed, to address their health-related infrastructure needs during this crisis." The United Nations Office for Project Services also stands ready to support partners' emergency procurement needs through its global e-commerce solution, the United Nations WebBuy Plus. This includes the supply of ambulances, transportable biosafety laboratories, mobile healthcare clinics, and prefabricated buildings that can be used for temporary health posts. In Guatemala, the United Nations Office for Project Services is assisting with procurement of urgent medical items to diagnose, treat, and monitor patients infected with COVID-19. It is also advising on mitigation actions that will help to ensure that the provision of existing healthcare services continues as planned, including the purchase of essential medicines and equipment. In Afghanistan, the United Nations Office for Project Services is working with the World Health Organization to raise awareness and provide information on COVID-19 through a call center. In February, the center received 144 calls from 22 Afghan provinces inquiring about COVID-19. From 1st of March to 14th of March this year, it registered 185 inquiries about COVID-19 from 28 different Afghan provinces. The United Nations is donating 250,000 protective face masks to the medical professionals in New York City, who have been working seriously in response to the spread of COVID-19. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said in a statement, "To us, New York is not just our home or the headquarters of the United Nations. It is a vibrant international capital through which the world communicates, debates, and trades." The World Health Organization is also assisting COVID-19 research, bringing together 300 scientists, researchers, national public health experts across the world on COVID-19 in February to assess the current level of knowledge about the new virus, agree on critical research questions that need to be answered urgently, and ways to work together to accelerate and fund priority research that can contribute to curtail this outbreak and prepare for future viral outbreaks. Experts identified key knowledge gaps and research priorities and shared scientific data on ongoing research, thereby accelerating the generation of critical scientific information to contribute to the control of the COVID-19 emergency. The World Health Organization is gathering the latest scientific findings and knowledge on coronavirus disease or COVID-19 and compiling it in a database.